More high schools than ever are offering students the chance to earn college credit. At one Indianapolis charter school, that's the entire focus. From WFYI's Education Desk, Sydney Daffier reports on a student who is completing his high school diploma while getting a head start on earning a college degree.
Rhymes Johnson is a junior at Geo Next Generation High School. He arrives here every weekday morning at around 8:30.
Everybody do this morning.
A little bit later, he gets on the bus. Johnson and his classmates are headed a few miles to their local community college.
Today, I'll be going to my design class, and then my next class will be back at Geo High School. I have a 237 to 406 econ class.
The classes Rhymes is taking satisfy his high school graduation requirements while also earning college credit. This semester, he only has one class at the high school. The rest of Rhymes' classes are at Ivy Tech Community College. That's where the bus drops us off. Rhymes is already earning college credits, which helps reduce the cost at a two-year or four-year college.
Every year since freshman year, I've basically had more college classes than high school classes.
Today he has time to spare before his first class, so he shows me around.
And 3:30 should be here.
Rhymes is one of a growing number of students across the country getting college credit while in high school. In Indiana, 62% of high schoolers who graduated in 2020 had some type of college credit. The state is focusing on getting students to complete a block of 30 general education credits that can transfer to all state schools. That's called the Indiana College Corps. Proponents of College Corps say it's working. 90% of students who earned it from the class of 2020 went on to attend college.
We're in the business of dropping all barriers.
That's Kevin Teasley, the founder of Geo Academies. He started this charter school network in 2005 in Gary. The goal was initially to thwart the high dropout rate, but he learned an effective way to do that was to connect students with post-grad opportunities.
We want our students to succeed, so if we have to provide transportation, we do. We do pay for the tuition, we do buy the textbooks, we do provide the academic and social supports, the wraparound. It's a complete approach.
Teasley wants to help low-income and Black and Brown students earn a college degree. He believes his model does that by getting students to take classes on a college campus.
They walk away with not only a bunch of credits, saving themselves and their family a bunch of money, but they walk away with a lot of experience. That's the key. So if they get an associate degree, fantastic. But what we really want them to get is that life experience.
Teasley's model isn't the only way to earn college credit while in high school. Most students can do it now without leaving their classroom. Some high schools partner with colleges to offer classes. And credits can be earned by the more traditional way of passing an advanced placement test. Michael Hansen with the Brookings Institution says many people are rethinking the purpose of college credit, including how it could be a pathway to enrolling in and completing college.
I think for many students, it does show them that maybe college isn't that challenging after all. Some students just sort of tell a story about their academic ability during school, and they just feel like college is not for me, and so I'm not even going to try.
After class, Rhymes gets back on the bus to go back to Geo Academy. For him, the experience on a college campus has encouraged him to keep going to college. He considered taking time off after high school, but decided against it.
I think I'll just go ahead and stick to it and just take another year at Ivy Tech, at least to try to get my associate's degree.
After Rhymes graduates from Geo, he wants to go to school to be an engineer. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.